It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Violet Brown driving.
Now it's time to talk Celtics.
Celtics come roaring out of the gate.
This is the Sports Hub Celtics Show with Gasper and Murray. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Game on lock for sure.
Now Taco thinking about it from behind the line. Oh. This time puts it to the floor, drives and dunks.
Taco ISOing one on one now, beating this man to a toe. Celtic bench is over there going crazy.
The Celtics bench looks like one of those snow globes when you shake it up. Guys are bouncing around all over the place. A highlight-laden finish as Taco Fall puts the cherry on this Sunday as the Celtics, without Jason Tatum, a dominant win, nearly wire to wire. They blow out the Orlando Magic. The final score, Boston 124, Orlando 97.
Everybody loves what he brings to the table as far as a teammate, as a worker, as a guy. Spends a lot of time on his skill. I think they were more excited about the ball handling at the top of the key and then the drive, but that's a good thing. And being back in the gym and being together and smiling is a good thing. And we're not full. You know, we've got five guys that weren't at the game tonight. Basically, they've said if you're not playing, there's no need to come. So even Kimba was told not to come tonight. But it'll be more fun when we're full. But that was a good moment for Taco.
Yes, fulfilling all Celtics fans' wishes with his taco-flavored kisses. Taco Fall last night, having the bench go off. Might have been maybe the funniest moment of the season so far as the Celtics beat up on the Orlando Magic. Undermanned, only 12 players dressed. They beat them 124-97. Sports Hub Celtics Show, Jim Murray, Chris Gasper. You, if you'd like to join us, 617-779-0985. They turned his three into a two, by the way. If you woke up, you saw it, you've seen the clip all over social media. He hits this, what looked like a deep three. Bench also goes wild for that, but they change it to a two. Foot was on the line. Boo. Thoughts on this after a week-long hiatus, Chris, where we heard really nothing from the team until, like, late Thursday.
Media blackout.
Yeah, did another player get sick? Because, obviously, the Bulls were complicit in Sunday's game getting canceled.
Postponed.
Heat, I'm sorry. Then the Bulls game in Chicago felt like something else might have popped up with another positive case, but we really don't know.
It was Carson Edwards. I mean, he's out. He was the guy that got at it.
Yeah, so you get nothing really from the team officially. Weird week for them, but still, come back, look good. Brant Brown had a great night. Shemi Ojeleye also has continued to impress, which,
yeah,
I don't know. There is part of me, Chris, that I still have to take this with a grain of salt because of who he is, but he's been improved this season.
Yeah, he's made me eat my words. I mean, really, Shemi's been really good. And I saw B-Rob tweeted this, that when he's on the court this year, they're averaging 119.5 points per 100 possessions, which is amazing, and it's the highest offensive rating on the team among Boston's regulars. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Chris Gasper, because yeah. I pretty much was like, Shemi's, you know, he is what he is. He's never going to be nothing more than a bench ornament or a gadget guy they tried out against Giannis. But no, he's been really good, and he was really good last night. So that's a good sign for the bench. I think the most encouraging thing for the Celtics last night, and again, it's the Magic, but the most encouraging thing for them last night was their bench outscored the Orlando bench 66-33. If they can get the type of bench production they're getting from Shemi and Peyton Pritchard, that creates, I think, a cushion for this team that a lot of us didn't think they would have.
And with Taco Fall, is this, you know, because Felger during the week is like now all aboard, like Green Teamer Express, like I am, you know, he is into Taco, loves him more than Robert Williams already.
Yeah.
Does that maybe make, if he can actually play, because he's flashed here in these last couple of games we've seen. if the kid can actually play, and I do think he's a good story in that, you know, positive attitude. I do think he's obviously putting in a lot of work. Jay Larinaga is doing a lot of work with him. Like,
yeah.
The kid looks a lot better than he did in, you know, what we saw in, like, Mop-Up Duty last year. If he can really play, does that maybe make Daniel Tice expendable by the trade deadline? Like, can they maybe move a piece they didn't think about moving?
I mean, maybe they can move a piece. I don't think it's Tice, because I think Tice gives them some grittiness, some rim protection, and also he's that type of big that Brad likes that can stretch the floor. He certainly is willing to take the threes, and he makes them in an okay clip. You know, I'd say basically the same clip as an Aaron Baines. That's not part of Taco's game yet, and we've seen that. I mean, I know he took the long two last night, but I mean, that was one of the ugliest shots I've ever seen. It was nice that it, like, banked in, but that's not part of his game, and it's not part of Robert Williams' game either. So they need, like, Grant Williams, and they need Daniel Tice. And we were told coming into the year that Tristan Thompson would shoot some threes. I haven't really seen it, but Brad likes the big who can stretch the floor and shoot the three.
And just looking at this last night, I think it's further proof Peyton Pritchard can play. That's it.
Yeah.
Just nothing more than that. Kid can play. I think, and I saw a mock redraft of this year's NBA draft, and he would have gone as high as 9. It was on, I think it was NBC Sports Chicago or something. I saw John Tomasi retweet, and I scanned
through it quickly.
But it's like, oh, if they did a redraft, he would actually have gone a lot higher.
He was really impressive. The most impressive thing to me about him last night is it's not he made the 4 threes. It's not the 16 points. It's not that he was plus 24. It's that he had 0 turnovers. That's tough as a rookie in the NBA.
Well, there were some real
minutes and handling the ball.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but there was some real sloppiness in those first few games. You saw him too, in terms of turnovers.
It's true.
So that's cleaned up. So nice
that's
to see.
Great though.
Kid can play, and then.
But he's not Steve Nash. Can we just announce that?
Yeah, he is not Steve Nash.
I mean, he's not even Mark Price.
No. You know, cross your fingers and hope he can be Fred VanVleet. That's all. Like that.
Yeah. I mean, that would be great. I maybe have more respect for Fred VanVleet than other people. I look at VanVleet and I'm like, that guy's an all-star in my mind. So I don't know if Pritchard will ever reach that, but I think he could be, you know, I'm raising the ceiling on him, because before my ceiling was too low, and he's another guy that's proven me wrong. So what if he ends up being, like, you know, a Dennis Schroeder type guy?
Great, fine. I like Dennis Schroeder.
I do too.
Can you add some pest to your game like Schroeder too? That's a win. But so far, it does look like Danny Ainge finally hit on one of these crap picks. That's all. Like,
Great.
Which is good, yeah. And then just the continued progress of Jaylen Brown, right?
Oh, yeah, so love it. Love it.
I just, you know, the 8 assists is what impressed me the most in this game last night, and his confidence that you now see at the free throw line, Chris. Like, before, that was one of, I think, the weaknesses in his game, his handle and his inability to hit free throw shots. And last, like, there you go, I think it was 8 for 8 or whatever it was last night, or
7 for 7.
7 for 7. Like, there's now a confidence there, and I think that also builds confidence for him to be able to go to the rim, which, you know, he can use his body a little bit more. Like, he's just becoming an extremely well-rounded player.
He really is, and I think it was great with Jason Tatum out to see him take on more of a facilitator role. We've seen his passing has really improved this year, and to me, that's the biggest area of growth for both Tatum and Brown. Their ability, because we know they can score, and Jaylen Brown has taken his scoring and his offensive efficiency to another level this season. But the next step is being able to facilitate for your teammates, make the right play, be able to play out of the pick and roll. And we're seeing more and more of that from Jaylen Brown. He is much more comfortable in those situations. He's much more dynamic in those situations. I still think he needs to tighten up the handle a little bit.
Yeah.
I still would like to see him tighten it up just a bit. He can be a little deliberate and methodical at times, but the growth he's had as a player, just look at this season alone, Jim. He had career high in rebounds with 13 a few games ago. I think that was against the Grizzlies. And now in this game, he goes out and has a career high in assists. It just seems like and he had a career high in points. Sorry, that was against the Grizzlies. That was 42. He has had 13 rebounds. So he's had career highs in points, rebounds, and assists all this season. And we're only 11 games into the year.
So needless to say, you would not have included him in any trade for James Harden.
No. And I like Harden more than most do as a player. I just feel like at this point, he is what he is. He's a great scorer. I don't think he can be the best player on a championship team because he's not well-rounded enough. He also is a guy that's played a lot of minutes in his career. He's in his 30s. That's a big gamble and a big gambit. And also, frankly, he's like high maintenance. He's not Kyrie high maintenance, but he's high maintenance. And I don't think your coach can handle that.
Rob in Providence on Peyton Pritchard from last night's win over Orlando. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show. So the Steve Nash comparison isn't to try and exaggerate and be goofy. Like, Steve Nash was 27 years old the first time he averaged more points than Peyton Pritchard's doing. Now, again, I don't want to put a ceiling that's weird on Pritchard, but he cannot lose minutes when Kemba comes back. Peyton Pritchard right now is also 50-40-90, and Peyton Pritchard runs a very efficient offense when he's in the game. He doesn't probe to step back like Kemba. He probes to find passing lanes and to get people easier shots. So I really do not want to see him lose any minutes. If anything, I feel like he needs more minutes. And that's complicated with the rotation we now have at guard.
Yeah, but you got to figure they're going to defer to the veteran. That's something that Brad Stevens has kind of always done in his tenure here. So get ready for it. Like, when Kemba comes back, yeah, you're going to see the minutes go down for Peyton Pritchard. Would you be pissed about that, Chris?
No, I mean, I think rightfully so. I mean, you know, Kemba Walker is a multiple-time All-Star. Peyton Pritchard has played 11 games in his NBA career. So, and I understand what people are saying about Nash. Look, Nash came into the league, and he was on a team that had Kevin Johnson and had Jason Kidd in Phoenix. It was a different situation. But I really don't understand why people won't give up the goat on. I mean, Steve Nash won two MVPs. Why is this even a discussion?
No, because people like to overrate Celtics players.
But I mean, seriously, though. I mean, honestly, I'm just like, so when people say this Nash thing, is it because you think Peyton Pritchard's going to be an MVP? Or what you mean is, like, I think he could be an all-star point guard someday, the same way Rondo was? Because there's a big difference between Steve Nash and, like, I think this guy could be an all-star point guard.
If it's the latter, well, that's more acceptable than the former. Brady in the car on the Celtics bench. Go ahead, Brady.
Yeah, well, talking about overrating guys, you know, I look at it. One of the major talking points of the Celtics has always been, oh, their bench is too thin. They don't have enough coming in terms of depth. And now we're seeing, you know, Semi looks good. Pritchard looks like a real backup point guard. Even Taco has found his role. I wonder, you know, do you think that this bench has actually turned a corner, or is this all just overrating them and they're going to come back to their level eventually?
I think that the bench is better than we thought, which is good for the Celtics. I still think they need additions and they need more ammunition. I think they are crying for a wing that can come off that bench consistently. Now, Semi's been good. He's been good, but how about a wing who can create his own shot? But when everybody comes back and you slot it back in and Teague's coming off the bench, and if Shemmy's doing decently, Pritchard, you're in a better situation than we thought with the bench. But I still would like to see – that's what I thought was interesting about last night, Jim, is I thought you had maybe a couple of guys on Orlando who were kind of auditioning potentially for roles on the Celtics with the trade exception, and I think
– specifically who?
B-Rob can speak to this. Aaron Gordon and maybe Terrence Ross. Terrence Ross either has really great games against the Celtics or bad games. Javonte Green seems to have Terrence Ross's number from a defensive standpoint. I don't get the Aaron Gordon thing. Granny was talking about this on the pregame show last night. I was listening, saying that Aaron Gordon is a polarizing player, and he's right. I don't really get it. I think he stinks with the ball in his hands. I don't know why they're running pick and rolls with him. His handle is terrible. I think he's like a volume 3-point shooter. I know he's bouncy and he can play some defense. I am not a fan.
I'm with you after watching that game last night. I mean, he is going to make sense. I think they're going to have a fire sale down there, but in terms of what he really brings to the table, I don't think he does anything particularly well. So why would you invest everything into that guy?
I'd rather have Harrison Barnes. I think Harrison Barnes would be a better fit for the Celtics than somebody like Aaron Gordon, even though Aaron Gordon is younger, allegedly has more upside. Just give me a guy that has like a baseline level of performance I can count on and is a wing. I would take that over Aaron Gordon. I think Aaron Gordon is one of the more overrated, quote unquote, assets in the NBA.
All right, we have one segment to go. If you want to join us before we wrap up and make way for the Duncan Bruins pregame show ahead of the Bees game against New Jersey, 617-779-0985. We want to talk about last night's Seas game. And Chris, I want to get more of your thoughts on this James Harden deal to Brooklyn coming up next here on the Sports Hub Celtics show.
This is the Sports Hub Celtics show. This is Haylen Brown, and home of the Boston Celtics basketball, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.